You're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. I need a change, folks. A change, a challenge. A minor challenge, a minor change. A something. To put in context, I started Donegan Landscaping when I was 24. I'm now 34. I had, at the time, a rented room. Not a penny to my name. I borrowed the tools for my first job. It's not a big secret. I know some people may try and shy away from that, but I mean, I suppose in essence what I'm trying to say is the last 10 years for all of the pieces of paper that hang on the wall with wax stamps upon them, it's never been about the accolades, it's never been about the money. It's always been about the journey, the people I got to laugh beside, cry beside, dance, drink, sing beside, smile next to, hold hands. It's always been about that. And for the, I suppose for what I have done in the last 10 years, the answer is in gardening terms, in the great outdoors terms, the great outdoors have been really great to me, really great. The people whose spaces I've been in, I mean, to make a garden for somebody where they smile, they shed tears, they, for whatever reason, you know, I've been allowed into people's lives, but it's never been about the budget, the money. It doesn't matter whether it's £10, £1,000, £1,000,000. It doesn't matter to me. It's always been about the person, the contact, the journey, the story behind it, the whatever it is. So you could come home and say, hey, guess what we did today? Guess what I did today? Guess what I decided to do today? So many gardens I shouldn't have built, according to probably business analysts. They were really good fun building them. And that's the bit. I'm 10 years again, as I said, out on my own. I'm now 34. Excuse me. 34. And it is that quote, the Freud quote of Da Vinci, you know, like most men of genius, he needed constantly to occupy his mind. It's that. I just need that occupation of the mind. And I don't know whether when I put Peter divided by Freud's quote of Da Vinci into a calculator and press the square root button, will it come up and say challenge, minor change, tweak something? Will it say a sidestep totally out of? I don't know that. I mean, in short, I suppose I'll always be a gardener, lover, outdoors, great, fanatic, words that affect. I'll always be. And part of me is kind of saying, you know, should gardening become my hobby? Which it is, essentially. But I love it so much, I've never taken a... I've never had a summer holiday. I've had holidays in December, January, when I do take my holidays. But I've never, and for the people in my life, I've never, literally, never been on summer holiday. Sounds a bit odd, doesn't it? But why would you want to go? Who's going to water the plants? You know, do you get what I'm saying? You know, comes back to a bit of that. And I've friends of mine who have hobbies as gardeners, and we get on so well together. But they will gladly spend, as I will too, 4 hours in the garden. But I do it for a living during the day, like 6, 7 in the morning till X amount of time at night, then come home and do my own. It's not a problem. The question is the challenge, the change, the something, the tweak. And the what is it? The what is it that I should do? The what is it that something that shouldn't say quoi? That something a little different that will achieve that something different in my head. As I said, don't get me wrong, I'll never be unhappy as long as I'm outside in a pair of shorts and t-shirt working away. I'll never be. And the blog came from the fact that I love writing and had written for about 6 years for various publications and loved gardening. So you take gardening and writing and you pop the two together and you come up with a web blog. Seems to work for whatever apparent reason. And out of that, I ended up, going, ooh, that's good. So I kind of have a semi hobby elsewhere in like techie stuff, as I call it, which is good fun. And I enjoy it. And I love it. I really do. That's like writing about horticulture, except it's now speaking about horticulture, or. Yeah, you get me. But it still comes back to the question which has been toying on my mind for some time now. And that is this change or this challenge that my brain says I require. I don't think that's such a bad trait. But then I know there are others who, in my shoes, would be extremely content to just tipple along. And that's also fine. And so I'm putting it to you, folks. I'm putting it to you. I'll throw this up on the web, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. And I look forward to your thoughts. Mobile numbers at the bottom of the page if you decide or choose. Or I'm on twitter.com/Donegan, DONEGAN Gardens, Donegan Gardens. Happy days, folks. Have a good evening. Enjoy the nice weather, and I shall talk to you soon.